This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2448. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. This almost sounds like a comedy routine. Are you feeling tortured after the interview? Are you torturing yourself after the interview? Do you beat yourself up and criticize yourself after your interview? This show is for you. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show or watch the show. I'm also going to remind you, please share it, leave a comment, do something that supports other people getting to know about it. We've been on air for more than 11 years, 2448. No show is even close to this one in terms of numbers of episodes. We are the OG in the job search podcast space. And I've helped a lot of people. And now, let's get going. Someone shared a post on Reddit about how they absolutely crushed an interview. 15 minutes after they left, the firm calls them up, tells them that they've canceled everyone else, they want to hire he or she, and the person is ecstatic. And since that time, they're spending time reviewing the answers to the questions that they gave, being critical of themselves for not being what I'll call perfect. Now, we know this happens with failed interviews, where you judge yourself because you didn't deliver a perfect message. And this person does it with a perfect interview. So what can someone do in order to, shall we say, give themselves a break and not beat themselves up? I think the first thing to do is to understand it's good to review what you've done for improvement. It's bad to punish yourself for not being perfect. Perfection isn't possible. What is possible is excellence. And in being excellent, there are going to be words that you use, tones of voice that you employ, lots of minutiae that's going to afford you an opportunity to get better. Interview skills serve you when you get to a new employer, when you're in meetings, when you're talking with other individuals. Your ability to communicate within the firm and outside the firm are important. So the most important thing isn't about getting perfect with your answers. It's learning lessons from that that you can laugh about and go, oh, I wish I just said this. I was so close to giving the right answer. And laughing at yourself, both for the fact that your answer wasn't perfect and that, shall we say, you're being self-critical for being imperfect. It's good to learn. It's good to want to get better. It's bad to self-flagellate in order to desire perfection. Get better. That's perfectly fine. But don't beat yourself up. That's the sticking the knife in and twisting. And if you need support around that, reach out to me through my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Let's talk about that. Schedule a coaching session with me. Mention that you saw the video. I'll give you a little bit of a discount on it. And I hope to be able to help you. I'm Jeff Altman. My website, thebiggamehunter.us. You can schedule time for a coaching session, a free discovery call. Visit the blog, which has 12,000 plus searchable posts that'll help you. You can find that about my courses, which you can rent or buy, my books and guides. There's a lot there that help people with job search, hiring more effectively, management, leadership, career transition, being more effective in the workplace. There's just a lot there. And if this isn't the right time, just put that address in your phone and in the notes field, put the phrase job search blog so you can find me in the future. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day and be great.